No, he can't check out that book. No. He has far too many outstanding library fines. Absolutely not. I don't care if you need it for class. Well, let's discuss this in my office. In here. Of course you don't have any library fines. What would someone like you do with a book? Yeah, you'd have to use the library for reading to ha in order to have any library fines, but that's not what you use the library for, is it? Oh, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or do you want me to pull up the security camera footage I have of you? Over and over, finding little corners in the library, finding the best light to take pictures of your dick. I assume so you can send it to some pathetic girl or post it on the internet. Well, now that you've taken so many pictures of your dick in my library, you have my attention. Oh no. I think rather than us bringing this before the dean or anything like that, we should settle this between ourselves, and I think this can be settled very easily. Take off your clothes. Now, you're so willing to expose yourself in the stacks. There's at least a door here. So, and I can see that you're not entirely unintrigued by this conversation. Sexual harassment. Yeah, it is. I suppose this is sexual harassment. But you know, no one's going to believe you, right? No one's going to believe that the woman who runs the library, the uptight woman who wears pencil skirts and keeps her hair up in a bun and never seems to laugh, decided that she wanted to see your dick. So, I think you should just do what I tell you and show it to me if you don't want to be publicly humiliated and expelled. It won't be so bad. Yeah, all of them. The boxers, too. I want to see that cock. I've had to look at grainy security footage of it over and over again. And you're so proud of it. And I can see why. I can see why you'd want to send pictures of it to the girls that you know, and you post them on the internet. Yeah, for pervy girls to look at. Or pervy boys. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's only girls who are looking at your dick, you're right. Only ever women. Oh, well, it's certainly only a woman who's looking at your dick right now. It's so hard. Tell me, why is it so hard? I thought that you weren't interested in letting me see you naked, and now, just me standing here, fully dressed, and I can see a little bead of pre-cum right on the tip. Let me rub that in for you. Ooh, pre-cum is my favorite thing, you know. It shows me how much you want me, whether you want to want me or not. And it's good that you want me, because from now on, this dick, God, it feels good in my hand, is gonna be my new dildo. That's right. Ooh, you're so proud of it, and now we're gonna put it to good use. Ooh, every time I'm horny and achy, you're gonna bring me this cock. And you're gonna fuck me with it. How does that sound? Well, I think if you don't want to be expelled, it better sound pretty good. Come over here. Yes, I'm going to sit here on the desk, and you're going to crawl over to me on your hands and knees. Try not to enjoy it too much. Now, if I slide my pencil skirt up, you may lick right here above where my thigh highs stop, but no further. Now the other side. I know you can tell I'm not wearing any panties. The best part is, no one will ever believe you. They'll never believe that the uptight librarian is wearing thigh highs and no panties. That she made you kiss her upper thigh and smell her wet pussy. Do you want to taste it? Too bad you don't have a choice either way. Now, stick out your tongue. And you know where that goes. That's right. Show me. Show me what a good job you can do. Maybe if you let me come hard enough, I'll forget that I ever saw your big cock. And then I want to keep it all to myself. Yes, your hair is the fucking perfect length. Oh, for me to grind my pussy on your tongue. Yeah, don't move. Yeah, just take it. Let me grind my pussy on your face. See? This is gonna go so well if you're just a good boy. Now stand up. Yeah, that's right. Bring me that big cock. Yeah. Oh no. I'm definitely not done with you. No, I want this fucking dick inside me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's right. Yes. Fuck yes. Stretch that pussy. With your big fucking cock. Fuck. You're like a prize stallion. That's all mine now. Show me how good you can fuck. That big fucking cock. I'm sorry. Fuck. Yes. If you do a good job, maybe next time I'll let you see my tits. Would you like that? Would you like more than a little glimpse down my shirt, my lacy bra? You wanna see them? See them bounce when you fuck me? Yeah. There's definitely gonna be a next time. Oh, yes. I'm not letting this fucking dick go. Oh, no. And you better be hard for me whenever I need it. That's right. I don't want you coming. Anywhere. But with me from now on. If you're not dripping with pre-cum for me every time I summon you, Oh, you're gonna get expelled. That's right. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, you like feeling me come on your cock? Oh, I don't you fucking come yet. No. Oh, no, you pull out. You pull out. That's right. Yeah. Now fucking jerk that cock for me. Jerk it. Oh, if you wanna come in this pussy, you're gonna have to earn it. You can just come on the floor. Do it. Fucking come for me. My new little fuck toy. That's it. Oh, you better come faster. I'm gonna make you clean it up with your mouth. Yeah. We're gonna have to explore why that got you off so hard next time. All right, go check out your book. You'll be hearing from me.